at last. The Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus. And so the comment that I made, it's more difficult.
Where do they teach you to talk like this, in some Panama City sailor bar, or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show. That's for sure, Jack Nicholson. That was Redfield, director of the CDC, telling us how the flu season just ended on a Christmas miracle in February, and they were able to call everything COVID. I welcome you to this hour of Kate, the Kate Daly Show. I'm Kate Daly. My co-host is Uncle Milty. And of course, you can reach this on katedalyradio.com, or you can also reach the podcast. How you doing, Uncle Milty?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. We've got an excellent guest. We're going to get right to her because there's so much great information to go through. I've been excited about this interview for quite a while, and I welcome Dr. Judy Mikovits to the show. How are you?
I'm well, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so happy to have you on. What a true patriot, true hero you are. And let me just talk just a little bit about you, if you don't mind. You've been called one of the most accomplished scientists of our generation. You've published over 50 peer review papers, and science published a paper that you really didn't give your consent to publishing. In fact, they twisted up your findings and put your name on it a year after you were removed. And the paper was also about our contaminated blood supply. So we'll be talking about that too. But you also exposed the problems with developing vaccines from animal cell lines and then injecting it back into humans, which is pretty ungodly. And then your work on sounding the alarm bell for chronic fatigue, correlating with so many other known viruses and diseases, is unparalleled. And you're one of the most honest and credible scientists I think I've ever had the opportunity and privilege to know. You were jailed for 5 days. You tried to expose Fauci. You were gag ordered for 5 years. And you're also the subject, gag ordered for 5 years, I can't even imagine, and also the subject of the movie Plandemic coming out that everybody's excited to try and find the video that keeps getting removed on YouTube. So it's kind of like a hunt for the movie Plandemic, the excerpt from that movie that you are so wonderful in. Welcome to the show. I'd go through all your credentials. It would take me an hour to go through all your credentials, Judy. Let's just dive right in. The movie Plandemic is getting a lot of views. Millions and millions and millions of people are checking it out because they know they're being lied to right now. That's important, right? So let's start out with what your thoughts have been about COVID since the inception of this thing as it hit the media.
Yeah. Well, in fact, the movie Plandemic was supposed to be about our book, Plague of Corruption.
Yes.
So we had actually planned to do that well before there was a COVID-19, because our book Plague of Corruption was supposed to be published November 5th of 2019, but it got delayed all the way to April 14th, which is clearly God's providence.
Yes.
Because when you read of Plague of Corruption, what it does is it predicts the plandemic that is COVID-19.
Amen. So it's a wonderful book, by the way. I've read it. It's wonderful. You have to get this book, Plague of Corruption, by the way. You just have to get it out there. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
And so how we know it's a plandemic that, you know, nobody's saying there's not a coronavirus. And some say it's been engineered. You don't have to use the term engineering, because what we learn is that what we've learned over the years with, and this touches on just about everything you just said and why all of this happened to me, mm-hmm. is we learned that when we grow these vaccines, these viruses for the purpose of making biological therapies, gene therapies, vaccines, what we do is we grow them in animal cells. And what happens is, they pick up, the viruses actually pick up and carry along with them passenger viruses.
Wow.
Like, you know, in the case of the virus, a new virus family we discovered, contagious mouse retroviruses, contagious mouse retroviruses that that cause cancer and neuroimmune disease. So we're talking about contagious cancer. And this was our discovery in 2011, and I mean nine. And by 2011, we realized that the most likely way that all of these mouse viruses got into people was by, you know, our work showed a heavily contaminated blood supply that had been contaminated since, you know, really since HIV, and then of course vaccines, because you know we're talking about coronaviruses. Well, vaccines, all animals have coronaviruses: dogs, pigs, cows, not humans. Well, we do now because they've been injected into us. So you know, for the last 36 years anyway, there's been no testing since 1984 in this country. All liability was removed. So here you've got a recipe for a plandemic, and that's exactly what they got. So when you know, I have absolutely no doubt that the manipulation, the growing of coronavirus by, you know, by the Wuhan laboratory from Fort Detrick in Frederick, Maryland, where I worked, Fort Detrick for 22 years, you know, funded by Tony Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, you know, to study and to, and they were growing the cells in Vero monkey kidney cells. Well, Vero monkey kidney cells are the same cells that we grow polio in.
Yes.
Oh, and we used to pass it through mouse brains, the polio strain of enterovirus, the disease-causing strain, to attenuate it, to weaken it. You know, your immune system wants to silence all of these pathogens. It's not the infection, it's the expression. So what we learned in my work with HIV is if you keep it latent, if you keep it asleep, if you don't wake it up, the infected people will never get AIDS. And it's absolutely no different with coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, but SARS-CoV-2 alone is not the causative agent for COVID-19. What else was in that cell line? Well, there's relatives of HIV, the simian immune deficiency virus. Oh, so some strains, and investigators, including Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier, has found, you know, the envelope proteins and other, you know, central parts of HIV in some strains of coronaviruses. I mean, yeah, of SARS-CoV-2. You know, so, and what else is in there that nobody ever tests for? The XMRVs we discovered, the xenotropic mouse leukemia-related retroviruses, those contagious ones that are spread through droplets the same way from coughing, the same way we know coronaviruses do. So if you have both of those and you got those polio vaccines and you already have asthma, are you going to die from COVID-19, especially if you get another shot? Absolutely.
Jeez. Peace. All right. So let's
talk.
No, I like my gosh. So let's talk about the flu vaccines then. 2017, 2018 are particularly troubling. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
And we know that from Dr. Timothy Cunningham, who lost his life when he realized that injecting some whatever that flu season, the influenza season, you know, now we don't have influenza seasons anymore. We just have coronavirus seasons.
Right.
And as soon as they inject you with the flu vaccine, you're going to have both at the same time. And again, we're going to see that nightmare. So the biggest single message for every one of your listeners everywhere is refuse any vaccine ever again until they safety test them. But especially this summer, don't listen to Robert Redfield, the criminal that vaccinated the military and gave them HIV. Please don't, and XMRVs and diseases that are it's just you know, mind-boggling. So there are papers published that the military who got flu vaccines were 36% more likely to get the coronavirus. The vaccine vaccine in, at COVID-19, the vaccine in 2017 and 18, very, very dirty. The elderly were literally dropping dead of heart attacks. Oh, they would have called that COVID-19. And in fact, it was the flu vaccine. And we've done several of these cases from some of the more deadly flu vaccines like H1N1, right, where you get Guillain-Barré. And so we know what these injuries are from past plandemics, where in fact, the vaccine kills and damages far more than the virus circulating, the natural virus circulating the globe.
Wow. Why is Gates, Fauci, Birx, why are they so obsessed with an HIV vaccine? After 35 years, they've received billions, almost up to $1 trillion for this over the last 35 years. I know we only have like a minute and a half till we go to break, but what's the obsession? Why the obsession with HIV?
There's a lot of money in it.
So basically, just keep the billions flowing. Yeah. So they'll just keep paying for it.
And they're killing people with those vaccines. And I hate to say it, are you getting rid of the population? Finishing off? We did not vaccinate an HIV person with anything, HIV infected individual with anything, until 2011. Oh, what year did they jail me? Oh, 2011.
Wow.
Why did they stop me from talking under threat of killing me the next time or jailing me? And my husband never say that was the gag order. It wasn't a gag order. It was go ahead, go on social media, do whatever you want. We'll find new evidence, and next time you'll never get out.
Wow.
And then I said, oh, that's ridiculous. There is no new evidence. And the lawyer sat there coldly and said there was no evidence the first time, was there? And that was when I knew them, I better not give them the opportunity. But hey, I haven't stopped talking since my twin sister said, what you pray for.
Right? I can't even imagine. I mean, you have really paid the price for this. And I think if people realized how much and how dearly you've paid, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about chronic fatigue. I want to talk a little bit. There's a lot of questions I have. And I know Uncle Milty probably does too. And viruses. Not traveling alone, co-infecting viruses, all of these types of things. And when we come back, but you know what was amazing was your video was taken down and all of a sudden there was a surge of doctors ready to discredit you at a moment's notice. And I thought, man, they are trying so hard, unbelievably hard. When you know something is very, very important when they try that hard, because the media, the fake media is basically the government's ad firm. And so I thought that was amazing. We'll be right back. More with Judy Mikovits. The book is Plague of Corruption. It's an amazing book, by the way. You got to get the book. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hi, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Thank heavens for whistleblowers. Thank heavens for those that understand the big picture. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And also our great guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Plague of Corruption is the book. And of course, you might have seen the video, a part of the video of Plandemic, the movie. They keep taking it down for a reason. What an amazing career you've had, even in the 80s, exposing bovine leukemia hiding in the cells from all the hormones they were giving the cows. And now the links with breast cancer, and every woman should probably aware of this at some point in her life, that she could have this. And so you were trying early on to sound the alarm on so many things. And with this COVID, Judy, what's the most important thing that you want people to understand about this? Because there's so much misinformation out there, and you've got the ad firm, the media for the government spinning so many lies. What do you want people to know?
Well, the most important thing for people to know is don't listen. Everything they've told you to do is the opposite of good health. So don't, you know, do exactly the opposite of what they say, and you'll never get COVID. And that the most important thing is take off the mask, go outside, don't social distance, get in the sunshine, eat healthy food, vitamin C, vitamin D, and absolutely do not take a flu vaccine or any kind of vaccine really ever again until their safety said tested. But as Robert Redfield said, oh, let's get your flu vaccines in the summer this year.
I can
guarantee you, if you get a flu vaccine in the summer, they're going to call it COVID again in the fall and blame President Trump and everyone else and say, see, the lockdown should have been, you know, should not have ended. They're going to blame and we'll be mandated and we'll be chipped forever and we'll never get our lives back. They'll do this every year.
How long did you, I mean, how long do you, have they been planning the chipping, the mandatory vaccine that they'd love to have? How long?
Decades. At least two decades. So you know, they got the children, and they use words just like that. Okay, we got the children on the well baby visits, right?
Right, right.
And you got that. The parents are scared. They go in scared. What's the next thing they do? Okay, we get the medical personnel and the teachers and the first responders in the military.
Right.
Because they're forced to for their jobs, for their employment, to make a living.
Okay.
And so now all that's left is the elderly who are getting all those Social Security checks. Because, boy, when you eat healthy and you and you go out in the sun, you can live until your 90s. And, oh, by the way, they bankrupted that system and stole all the money. So the baby boomers are getting to the point now where you have to target the elderly. Mm-hmm. And the elderly are smart enough to know that they don't need those vaccines.
Right.
The elderly are smart enough to remember their grandmothers who never got dementia, who never got sick, who actually had diphtheria, had fabulous immune systems, no cancers in our families.
Right.
You know, that, and people will forget very soon with all the accelerated aging and diseases, the cancer, the dementia, the Alzheimer's. We make movies about it. Still Alice, you know, and she's 50 years old and demented. If you get five or more flu of those mercury containing flu shots, you have a tenfold increased risk of getting dementia before you're 70.
Oh,
and yet
gosh.
We never saw this again. So very soon there. So that's why they're targeting healthy people now.
Oh, my.
And they are targeting healthy people.
Yes, they are.
They're smart enough to know.
Okay. The blood supply contaminated with what?
Heavily contaminated. With all kinds of things. certainly coronaviruses, the XMRVs, the Ebola, the HTLV, the HIV, the Zika. Because people are being injected with these tissues and they don't know it. So they're being injected since 86 when the liability to remove, that's what ramped up. We didn't always have cell lines. Once we learned how to develop cell lines by crippling animal immune systems like little mice, you know, mice are easy to develop cells. So my whole job, my whole life was make a cell line because you can't study a virus unless you can grow a virus. So we have these cell lines are crippled in various parts of the immune system, like Vero monkeys, kidney cells have no type 1 interferon. So they grow coronaviruses really well. They grow polioviruses really well. They grow retroviruses really well. So what does the FDA stop us from taking and giving to our animals? Oh, type 1 interferon, low dose, cost nothing, 50 cents a day. So we could have prevented any of this from jumping from animals to humans. But of course, when you're injecting it, you don't have to have a natural infection. You've injected the provirus. You've injected the blueprint for how to make this. And this is what they're talking about with their vaccines. So we're just going to inject some RNA, make sure that it's in a nanobot, whatever you want to call it. And that means it goes in every cell of the body. How's that going to work out for your genome?
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's not. It's going to kill people.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I
and
really.
We see the same death.
Yes.
Same death as Gardasil. Horrible. So again, we've targeted all the children and we've got the parents scared to death and these dangerous vaccines. So now it's time just to take out the elders. Who's susceptible?
Gosh.
The average age of death with COVID-19 is 81.
Jeez. And the drug you were talking about, the interferon, that's alferon, right? Alfaron?
Yeah, And it costs a 50 million unit vial. You only want very, very low dose. So like 50 to 200 units twice a day in a spray in your mouth. In a spray in your mouth, like saline water. You just spray it in your mouth and you won't get infected. That, so you could keep 1,000 old people of the most vulnerable protected with those two doses a day for 50 cents a dose. And Merck took it off the market. You know, do you know what's driving this? Oh, so we can have a vaccine. Why? We don't need a vaccine. We got that. It, alpha interferon low dose is the natural adjuvant. That's all you need.
Yes.
We can, we, you know, that's all you need ever.
Fauci,
for a natural infection.
Fauci even admitted that, that it does, you know, most people overwhelmingly so will just recover, but we're just going to simulate that recovery. Talk to me about Fauci and what you tried to really expose on him that got you landing in jail.
And it wasn't so much even Fauci. It was the whole corrupt
The whole program.
So, yeah, so NIAID under the direction of Fauci for, since 1984.
Yes.
So, you know, and he said, oh, I have nothing to do with her. I had nothing to do with her. No, you fund $6 billion in grants around the world.
Right.
So he was funding to the tune of about $7 million a year, or $7 million, the studies for, that I was investigating, the pathophysiology. That means the cause of disease, you know, in CFS, in other neuroimmune diseases. And it became very clear from the signature, from the immune dysfunction, that flame, that inflammation. My work from, you know, the previous 30 years taught me how to look for a disease signature, because then you know what the pathogen is. You go isolate the pathogen and you satisfy Koch's postulates or Hill's criteria, and you develop immune therapies and you strengthen the vulnerable. That's my life. You treat them, you diagnose it, you find it. And so what we did was we uncovered a new family. We isolated a new family, bunches of strains of mouse, monkey, and other retroviruses. These are like HIV/AIDS. They go through the generations, HIV. You can't ever rid yourself of that infection. You don't clear that. And so, and it's contagious, like COVID-19. You cough it on people in droplets, you know, and you share liquid glasses, you know, things like we're being told it's COVID-19. So as soon as it became clear that the most likely way these Mises pieces got into people was the vaccines and a contaminated blood supply. And it cost this country, you know, trillions of dollars with HIV in the 80s. And the ACT UP advocacy group won a lot of freedoms and rights. You can't ask them what they're infected with. And we as a society need to know that now and take back American Disabilities Act. You can't ask us why we're coughing. You can't do that. HIPAA. You can't disclose. You don't have to. So they won. They won a lot for us. But so that was the big, oh, my God. At the time in 2011, it's 25 to 40 times HIV. And it's been going on for 40 years, because what we didn't realize was along with HIV, there were mouse retroviruses, and the women and children got sick. So the blood supply was contaminated for 30 years. And that's what our studies revealed. And other people around the world revealed, oh, my God. The big realization is all those sequences that were being injected into people were causing these diseases. And they said it in our first book, Plague, Chapter 8, the July 22nd super secret meeting with the government. You know, every level of the government, the CDC, the FDA, it's not just Fauci. They're protecting each other. And it's these same Burks, Redfield, corrupt Fauci, the corrupt old boys network. And it's those people perpetrating this fraud. And they wrote, federal agencies on September 11th of 2010, right after the first international workshop on these mouse viruses, where people came from around the world saying, oh, my God, there's a ITP, idiopathic thrombocytopenia. What is a rare side effect of idiopathic thrombocytopenia? MMR. MMR causes idiopathic thrombocytopenia. Why? Oh, we showed XMRVs, the mouse virus, the adventitious agents in these vaccines. It would destroy the economy of the world.
Right. Uncle Milty has a question for you.
Yeah. If someone has a depressed immune system, mm-hmm. which then is the lesser of two evils, to take a vaccine or not take a vaccine?
Not take a vaccine. Mm-hmm. If you have a depressed immune system, you can't respond.
Right.
So the vaccine is a hammer that makes you even more crippled, because one of the key cytokines, IL-6, in immune suppression, right there, IL-6, TNF-alpha, interleukin beta that causes fever. You know, these are those inflammatory cytokines. If the flame's already on you, don't throw gasoline on it.
Mm-hmm.
You protect yourself.
Right.
You know, and that's where we see the injuries. And so that's why they know that flu shot will kill the people where the flame's already on. And what have we done by locking people down? Oh, do you know how many depressed people there are?
Yeah.
You know, and look at OCD. Wash everything. Everybody's in fear.
Neurotic.
OCD, you know what the mm-hmm. cytokine that is involved with those diseases at the molecular level? IL-6. So they turned on the flame by holding us in the house, and now they're going to say you don't get out until you get that shot. And when you get that shot, I guarantee you, the most vulnerable will die, and those will have been the vaccine injured for 40 years. Those 50 million Americans they knowingly infected for now the past 30 years. That's what our work revealed. So
yes.
You can see now, Kate, why mm-hmm. why they went after me.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
a secret too big for anybody to figure out.
Oh,
but the
absolutely.
Funny part, the way God has a sense of humor, mm-hmm. they thought I was gone in 2012. They thought they'd lock me up, ruin my career, bury the key.
Not you.
Silence me till about
right.
15.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't realize Kent and I were sitting around taping these conversations
wow.
and wrote a couple of books, and we got a third one on the way.
Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back. More with the amazing Dr. Judy Mikovits. Do not miss this next segment. Be right back. The book, Plague of Corruption, it is an amazing book. Get it. Be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I'm a chiropractic physician. I had some health issues starting to crop up on me. I was getting really tired all the time. I couldn't walk up stairs without just panting. I didn't have the energy to keep doing what I was doing. As I took Balance of Nature for several months, I began to notice that it wasn't as bad. I started to feel better. I have energy that I haven't had for a long time. And I base all of that on Balance of Nature. I endorse Balance of Nature because it works. And I share it with my patients and my practice as well.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Yeah, a little sticks for you. Of course, it's the Grand Illusion. I've got Uncle Milty with me. And hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And of course, coming back with Dr. Judy Mikovits. The book is Plague of Corruption, the movie Plandemic coming out based on that book as well, and all the corruption going on. And it seems to be a free-for-all right now. And we've got Fauci, little peanut-sized Hitler, running the United States. And I'm not quite sure what to think about that, because I can't believe that Trump keeps him in this position to call the shots, or that the CDC would be calling the shots for the entire nation. Welcome back, brilliant scientist, Dr. Judy Mikovits, who has been a long-standing career, over 50 papers, peer review papers published. What an amazing career she's had, and whistleblower. She was jailed for 5 days, and then, of course, she also had everything stripped from her, all of her studies, everything. everything, her computers, everything, and then, of course, a gag order for 5 years. Let's talk about, I know a lot of people are probably wondering two things. What is an XMRV, and what is the difference between coronavirus and retrovirus?
Okay, so XMRV means xenotropic murine leukemia virus-related retrovirus. So the M, xenotropic means it's foreign. It's in a human and not a mouse. Mm-hmm. Murine leukemia, mouse leukemia-causing virus, mouse cancer-causing retrovirus. Retroviruses integrate into your DNA. That is, they get into your cell, they cut open your cell, your DNA, and they put themselves, they put the blueprint into your DNA. So every time your cell replicates, they make more and more. So it's a little viral reservoir. And so they are particularly dangerous to immune cells, mm-hmm. because you make 10 to the 9th white blood cells every day, or blood cells every day, and those viruses, every time you're replicating, making billions of white blood cells to protect yourself, that's your immunity, then these viruses are growing, dividing, infecting more cells, and making you sick. Coronavirus is a different kind of RNA virus. The family is corona. We name these things based on kind of how they look in a microscope. So mm-hmm. there's a corona around this from the spike proteins. When you look at them in electron microscopes, the mouse XMRVs were gamma retroviruses, just alpha, beta, gamma. So the difference with a coronavirus is it doesn't integrate into your DNA. It doesn't stay in your cells. You clear a coronavirus with an immune response. Mm-hmm. You develop a fever, you develop antibodies, you make immune complexes, and it goes away. It goes right through you. And so 99% of it is cleared, you know, and mm-hmm. any that's not is kept silent.
There's no necessity for a vaccine. There's no necessity for a vaccine. You can clear this thing, right? So,
and people have with the immunity.
Right.
So what a vaccine would do is make you produce antibodies, because that's how you clear it. And then you'd also have a memory response that come from your T cells, your adaptive immune response. So your innate immune response is, you know, here's the macrophages. They tell everybody, they present the antigen to the adaptive immune response, to B cells, dendritic cells, or antigen presenting cells. They're your innate. They're your front line. They're your sentinels of your immune response. So, you know, so you clear coronaviruses through type 1 interferons. You keep them silent. They never get expressed. Mm-hmm. You clear them out right away. You never have to have an infection. So if you already have an antibody, that's what a vaccine's supposed to do. Make you remember so you don't get as sick. So all the people around the world who have already cleared that and are healthy, they're immune.
Right.
They're not going to get sick. There's no such thing as healthy asymptomatic carrier. Asymptomatic carrier is a healthy person. If you're not coughing, you can't spread a coronavirus, and you likely are not even infected, because a piece of RNA in your nose is not a virus. You need to make the mm-hmm. envelope. You need to package it. It needs to, you know, it's
so
not a virus. It's a piece of RNA in your nose.
So they're testing to just drive the numbers up so they can just show all the cause
That's
for the
right.
lockdown. Okay.
But what they're doing is misrepresenting the antibodies. And so the antibodies clearly show we're already immune. We don't need a vaccine, because most of the people were exposed a year earlier. There's no reason for the lockdown or anything.
Yep.
People are, in fact, immune if they have antibodies. And they're lying about what the antibodies mean. They're saying, oh, if you have IgG, that's a memory response.
Right.
It means you had it a long time ago. It's a past infection.
Jeez.
And if you have IgM, that's kind of antibody that's an acute response. That means you could have it now.
Wow.
So if you have an IgG or an IgM, you're by definition as immune as a vaccine is going to get you. But what they're saying, is it's a later stage of disease. That's not immunology. That's not true. So they're misrepresenting
Amen.
The numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers clearly show we've already established a natural herd immunity. This coronavirus is not making most healthy people sick,
right.
meaning it's passing right through them.
Oh my
They're
gosh.
Not making people sick. So the social distancing,
ridiculous.
You can't cough a coronavirus 6 feet.
Yes.
It's not how it works. It coughs in droplets, and the droplets dry. The virus can't live in dry air. So every single thing I've been saying. So they're lying to you. They're not stupid people. So why would they tell you to do the exact opposite? And the worst of all is continuing to push this flu vaccine. Robert Redfield standing there telling Trump last week, got to get the vaccine in the end of the summer or else COVID's coming back in November. Jeez. I guarantee you, if you get the vaccine in the summer, you're going to have a, you know, it's going to drive the next COVID just like it drove this one. And they will blame President Trump.
Oh, yeah, they will.
And they will say, oh, you let them out of their house too early. No, everybody take to the streets today. Okay. We're telling everybody, go to church on Pentecost Sunday. Go to the pool. Go out in the summer. The virus, as Professor Cahill is an expert on how viruses go around the globe, it's already gone. It's been gone for a long time. It's not in our environment. That's not what COVID-19 is. COVID-19 is these measures. They're killing you. They're killing
us. Uncle Milty has a question for you real quick.
I'm just curious. Are these people so entrenched that the president can't get your information and maybe do
a
comparison?
And why is he putting Fauci on the stage again and again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're so entrenched. Fauci stood at five administrations. It's not Trump's fault. It's not a political thing. He stood there next to Obama and said Zika, Ebola, and got a couple of zillion dollars for those pandemics and got a little bit more money and rights taken away as people became fearful. You know, 9-1-1, they tacked on a little anthrax that they released from Fort Detrick and blamed an innocent scientist and killed him. He, again, was suicidal. Decided, you know, again, just like Dr. Bradstreet, we've talked about, just like Dr. Cummings, I was supposed to be suicided too, but God has a sense of humor. and, you know, that's why he stands up there. And that's why every time I talk, they come down. That's why they censor it. That's why they're working really hard now to go back at me again.
Wow.
Is because they do not want President Trump to know the truth. And it's not just me. It's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's you know, Dale Bigtree, Bobby Kennedy Jr., all these people, Suzanne Humphries, Brian Hooker, Andy Wakefield, the people have been fighting, Dr. Sears, the people that have been fighting these mandates in California, you know, just on and on and on. And we're an army now.
Yes.
And we're an army that's been waking people up for decades.
Yep. And cannot be silenced.
This is the moment for which we've all worked together. We're all working together. We're protecting each other. And this will change everything. We will realize not only our health, but our freedom. And we will never again lose more of our constitutional rights. We'll get them all back and we'll have healthy drugs. You know, no more health insurance.
Yes.
No more thousands and $10,000 so some bureaucrat can scare us into or force us into a chemotherapy that is going to kill us and cost us millions of dollars when we could heal with cannabis or energy therapies or a chlorine dioxide
or hyperbaric
curative for COVID right now. Dr. Andreas Klocker in Switzerland, we were just on the phone with him an hour ago, and he's showing the data from a true double-blind placebo-controlled study. So they're being outed so that, you know, I really believe at this point in time, Trump's simply letting them hang themselves.
Yeah, maybe so. I have two questions for you, too, and I know we're short on time, so your best short answer on bioweapon. When you're asked about bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab, what's your response?
It's out of the Wuhan lab, and it's out of the Fort Detrick lab, and it's in our country, their country. Yeah, there's Fort Detrick, U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease. It's a bioweapon, folks.
Yeah, okay.
And so are every one of our vaccines, and bioweapons.
And Fauci backed it down, backed the Wuhan, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Paid for it, and Fort Detrick sent him the cells.
Jeez.
The Vero E6 cell line.
And
it's
is
in the paper. It's published. I'm not making it up.
Right.
I wish I were.
And it is a bioweapon when the government knows what's in these vaccines that it's going to correlate with all of this and cause this reaction in people's bodies and cause them to, you know, to react to this, right? That would be considered a bioweapon. Okay. And then autoimmune. Why is autoimmune through the roof? Why are we having so many issues across the world with this?
Well, what does autoimmune mean?
Mm-hmm.
It means that auto, against yourself, immune. So the key thing of your immune system is know the difference between self and non-self.
Okay.
And when we bypass immunity before we develop microbiomes, before we inject peanut oil, antibiotics, formaldehyde, monkey cells, cow blood, cow proteins, bird proteins, yeah, we make antibodies. Oh, everything in that vaccine, we're making antibodies to. So we're making autoantibodies. And from the day we're born, we're injected with this garbage, crippling our immune response. We never develop the right immune system. So, yeah, vaccines cause autoimmunity because of all the garbage in the shots. We don't know the difference between self and non-self. We attack our tissues. There are many mechanisms, molecular mimicry, many mechanisms.
Okay.
And yep.
Wow. Uncle Milty?
If you have a depressed immune system, are you less likely to develop an autoimmune response then?
No, you're more likely. You're immune suppressed, so your immune system doesn't know the difference even more.
Yes.
You're inflamed. You're not, yeah. No.
Okay.
So that's why the worst thing they could tell old people was get a flu shot and get four times the shot. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that means they'll die for you. Oh, as
we age,
our immune systems get weaker.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
yeah,
and don't inject it. Don't inject it, but go through the tonsil area, the intelligence center of your immune system in the throat, right?
Correct. Or your nasal passages or your skin. None of these viruses were ever intended to be injected directly into your bloodstream or your brain.
Jeez.
It's insanity. That's not our biggest immune system, our skin, 70% of our immune system in our gut. You digest this. The enzymes break it up before it even gets in your blood. Your liver detox, your kidneys detox, before these detox pathways can even be developed. You know, we never gave a vaccine before 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
At 3 years old, you don't have your microbiomes developed. You don't have your kidney detox developed. You don't have your liver detox developed. And it just concentrates these toxins and more disease and younger people getting cancers, these horrible diseases that we saw of people in the 90s, or if
right.
at all in a lifetime, people would get these.
Well, have you been noticing, as we're just almost close to finishing here, but have you been noticing people aren't clamoring for a vaccine? We're being sold and marketed one by Gates and Fauci and all the rest, and they're telling us we want one, but I don't see the people clamoring for one. Do you?
No, that's why they have to lock you in your house and say you don't get your life back until you get one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then most of us are saying, no,
yep.
You will not inject me. You will not hold me in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You will not keep me from my constitutional rights. You know, I'll not keep me out of church. Peaceable assembly is our constitutional right. You will not keep me out of a beach. We need to wake up now and everybody go outside. They can't arrest us all. And I can tell you from experience, we could have some fun in jail. Anyway.
Yes, we could. Yes, we could. I'm glad you kept your sense of humor.
We sing our Christian songs and clean the toilet.
Yes.
Yep.
Of course.
It's not a bad life.
Yeah. and on our way out, this vaccine will have all kinds of junk in it that will be dispersed in people's bodies. I can't imagine anyone wanting to belly up to the bar for a vaccine for COVID. I can't even imagine it. Can you?
Absolutely. No, this is the worst ever. And if you get the flu vaccine and then they mandate the one for COVID, you're dead. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You might as well just kiss it goodbye. It could be a slow, painful death if you're really healthy. And if you're one of the compromised, you'll be dead within weeks.
Wow. Dr. Judy Mikovits, my head is going to spin from our interview. Thank you. I know I'm going to have you back soon. And of course, the book is Plague of Corruption and the movie Plandemic. Thank you for whistleblowing. Thank you for all your heroic work on this.
Yes.
Thank you. Bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Yes.
Uncle Milty.
Yes. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you, Dr. Judy Mikovits. All right. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Greg Mannarino coming up.